With COVID-19 numbers getting worse, a vaccine can't come soon enough.
Are you mad or not?
I don't want that.
Big mad, little mad.
Is there something better than that?
Many Americans are hesitant to get vaccinated.
What is there to be mad at? Keep your radios locked.
Yep. It's your girl, POC. Tune in, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not?
WHYY.
Here in the city of Philadelphia, once again, speaking to community residents, asking them, with everything going on with this coronavirus pandemic, we need 85% of Americans to get vaccinated in order to gain herd immunity. But 40% of Americans are saying they will not take this vaccine. Does that make you mad or not?
It does, because obviously there has been so much science behind the vaccine, and it wasn't made by anyone. It was made by scientists, so people should be trusting it. This pandemic has gone long enough, so I think people should be active with getting the vaccine.
No, but really, what are you mad at?
Honestly, I'm tired of quarantine. I think I trust scientists, I trust science, I trust medicine, so that's what made me want.
So can you talk to us a little bit about the process of you actually getting the vaccine?
Yeah, so I work in a medical office, so that's why I was able to do it in this phase. I got it back in New York, and it was super quick. There was no line because many people don't trust the vaccine. It took me 5 minutes, went in, got the vaccine, and I just sat there for 15 minutes, and just the next day my arm was sore and I'm perfectly fine now. I'm Mahin and I live now in Center City.
WHYY.
You know, I guess I could understand why some people are a little hesitant. Maybe they don't know enough about it. I wouldn't necessarily mad. It is, a little frustrating, but, I think with enough time, people will come around for it.
Keep your radios locked.
And I gotta ask you, in your personal opinion, what do you think about the vaccine? Are you someone who's interested in taking it?
Oh, yeah, all for it. Anything to help clear out the hospitals, make more room for, the people who really need to be there, and anything that'll lessen the effects. I'm right here in Center City, Philadelphia. My name's Jake.
Are you mad or are you not mad?
I go both ways, to be honest with you. I'm all for the vaccine, but I don't think that it's been around long enough, barely, to know the long-term effects on it, which is my only hesitance to receiving it. I have family members who have been vaccinated and they've been completely fine, and then I've had a friend who hasn't been fine after the vaccination and has felt lightheaded and actually passed out the other day from it. So I don't know, I go back and forth. I'm all for everyone getting vaccinated so this just goes away. However, I contradict myself because I just don't know if there's enough research to make us feel comfortable that there aren't going to be any long-term effects from it. So I would say everyone should get vaccinated and hope for the best, honestly, at this point. I'm Samantha.
WHYY.
No, I'm not taking the vaccine either. Given our government experiment on black people over the years, I'll let them experiment on the white people first, and then I'll take it. Let me see the results of it, and then we'll see about it.
Keep your radios locked.
So just your first name and what part of the city you represent?
Tara, and I technically represent South Jersey, but I'm over here all the time.
Are you mad or not?
No, I already took the vaccine, the first part of it. So I'm all for it, if that answers your question. My name is James, and I represent Germantown.
Big man, little man.
I mean, not really. I think when you look at the way the government has handled the pandemic in general, I mean, every step along the way, they seem to drop the ball, whether it's, whether or not to shut down, when to shut down, the extent of the shutdown, and now to just kind of rush out this vaccine. Generally speaking, I mean, it takes years to get a vaccine ready for to be used on humans, and now you guys roll this thing out in a year. I mean, until you've proven you're trustworthy and that you actually care about the people, and have the people's best interest in their heart, I can't do it.
Part of the city you represent?
Edward from Fisher.
Well, I'm not scared to get vaccinated, but I just would like a few more people to go ahead, but we need it.
Tune in, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Be sure to follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.